The Seattle waterfront is going to change dramatically when the Alaskan Way Viaduct comes down. So what's going to happen to all the low-income people who hang out at the waterfront now? That's one of the questions being asked at a public symposium Thursday afternoon about designing an equitable waterfront. It's part of the Seattle Design Festival. The new waterfront's going to include 20 acres of new parks, and many of the shabby buildings now blocked by the viaduct could become a lot fancier. Architect Rico Kirindongo was thinking about that vision as he was walking with his young son along the Seattle waterfront. They passed a homeless man in a sleeping bag. Kirindongo asked himself,
do we look the other way and pretend that the problem isn't there, or do we look the problem in the face and try to answer the hard questions about how we get to a solution?
Kirindongo has been thinking about solutions lately, and he wants us to think of the waterfront like we think of the Pike Place Market. That's a place with lots of social services and affordable housing, and at the same time, it's embraced by all kinds of people, rich and poor. Kirindongo says there's currently no plan to bring lots of low-income housing and services to the waterfront, but there should be. I ran Kirindongo's idea by John Scholes. He's with the Downtown Seattle Association. I expected him to shoot it down, because downtown has so much of the city's affordable housing and social services already. But Scholes and his group have been optimistic lately that rich and poor people can all get along downtown. They've been seeing it happen already in places like Westlake Park and Occidental Park. They've brought in ping pong tables. I saw a guy in a business suit playing with somebody who looked homeless. The police have been experimenting with new techniques that rely on officers who walk the same beat every day and know all the people in the neighborhood.
The new waterfront's no different than any other public space in downtown and what it takes to really make it successful. And it's part of why we're doing this work in Westlake and Occidental, to sort of inform a new model of how do we create great spaces for everyone and make them welcoming for everyone.
Of course, for all this transformation to happen, the viaduct has to come down. That's scheduled to start in mid-2018. But that could be delayed further if Bertha, the drill tunneling under the viaduct, doesn't stick to its latest schedule. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.